Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited, Rod.
I appreciate that, Derek. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ron Clayton, your host for the Captain Len Kane Optimize Your America special date, and we are operating today. I'm in Buffalo, New York. We have people that call from all over the country to be here, and we just want you to know that we are excited about the future and excited about what's going on in the lives of people to make this a better world. And so when you join us, what we're doing is we're talking about that very issue of making this a better world. And appreciate so much that you would join us. For some people, it's inconvenient. They're working and they got to get a break on their lunch. And they come and they operate and listen to us on their in their car. And some people are able to be able to free and get around okay, and they don't have any problems with that. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that has joined the call, like yourself, Derek. And going forward today, we're going to be talking about a lot of new things that are happening through and for and with the Hope Collection that are going to be moving on with new projects. So we'll talk about that in a couple moments. I'm really doing a bunch of stuff as you and I are sitting here talking right now. And I'm downloading a 75-page, it's a manual for a program that Joel Griffin brought to the Hope Collection several years ago. And we were working together and with that project. And then we turned around and because of Joel getting sick, and back then I had a stroke. The program that we were working with called Jobonomics, and a gentleman named Chuck Vollmer from Washington, D.C., he developed this program. It's an economic development program that creates industrial and operational jobs and careers in an area that's – he did it in Erie, Pennsylvania, where at one time it was one of the largest industrial complexes in the United States. And when GE stopped building train engines, you know, big railroad train engines, when they stopped building them in Erie, PA, about 30,000 people lost their jobs. And Erie became a ghost town. And there were no jobs. And so back a few years ago, some things started coming together. And now there is a program of Jobonomics working in Erie. And it could be working at a higher level, but they didn't have the organizational leaders in the town to do it. So it's there. But I've uncovered, and I've just been given an example of this economic development program. In North Carolina, it is operating with incredible, incredible success. And I will be talking about that and developing that here in the future. And we just want you to know about it. I'd like to welcome, I know Gary Humphreyville has joined the call today. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Ron.
Glad you could join us today.
Yeah, I never want to miss on a Friday because I want to hear from Len, I want to hear from you, I want to hear from everybody and contribute. And thank you.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, like I said, I'm doing two things at one time here. On my right of me is my printer, and it's double printing a 75-page program operational to what this organization is doing in creating a community of prosperity. And and I just downloaded a whole copy of it, and then they just started reprinting more pages, and I don't need more pages. So I just had to cancel that to clear it out of my printer and go forward. And put that over there. So anyways, this is tomorrow I've been invited to go, Gary, and I'm going to be at the Buffalo housing, urban and housing development meeting at a particular real estate property of the Buffalo Housing Organization for the city of Buffalo, and they're having a job fair and an opportunity fair. And I've been asked, Dale Martin from the Western New York Works program asked me if I would set up a table and be there and represent the Hope Collection. And quite frankly, I wasn't planning on it. I'm just going to get organized to do it. And we're talking, he's coming together with me later this afternoon, and we're going to plan tomorrow the two-hour program, but I'm going to be talking about the Hope Collection and how we can help veterans and first responders and their extended families and what we have to offer at Hope. And when I get off the call today, I'm going to try and see if I can – I've got to call Office Depot to see if they have a copy of the banner that I had made, the Hope banner that I made a few years ago. And I know I made several of them, and I can't find any of them here at the house. I've torn things apart looking for it, but I haven't been luckless, so I'm going to see if I can get another one made for tomorrow. And I got to do that, and I haven't done that yet. So just crazy. Yesterday I met with the pastor of our new church, and, man, we're just so motivated and excited about this new journey that we're on, and the plan that's laid, the Lord has laid out for us going forward. I'm really excited that I now have an organization, a church, I can call home for the first time in a long time. The Lord is allowing us and opening doors in the things that we love to do and be, and going to be able to be very creative. And the church and the pastor is very receptive. In fact, I showed them the Hope Collection. I showed them Lisa in my meeting yesterday. And that was really exciting. And he was very excited about what now Hope can bring for serving people at our church. And you know what? We've got another, I was talking about my pastor who has become a new friend and to my wife and I. And we introduced you, Gary, to the church. But we also have a call today. What I call is, and when you set it up, the banner for this show, when someone goes into archives or look up to see what the Hope Collection blog radio show is today, it's called Hope Collection with Captain Len King. Len, hello.
Well, good afternoon to you, my friend Ron Clayton. Congratulations on all the wonderful things you're doing. God bless you and the people that you serve. We're happy to be here, and all of us in the Golden Rule Society charity are here to help make it a better world. And I think it's just being partners with you and all of the other wonderful people that are involved. That's what we're trying to do. It's just living the Golden Rule. Oh, wow. So I'm happy to be here, and I'll let you tell the world about the wonderful things that are happening with you, and I'll be happy to fill in all the wonderful things that are going on with the Golden Rule Society charity. Wow. Hey, it's really happy news, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, if I may say it, happy October Day, for crying out loud. Here it is. It's October already. Summer is gone. We're here to have fun with all the nice weather that comes for the wintertime, bringing Christmas to us and all Thanksgiving and all those wonderful holidays. Over to you, Ron. Thank you kindly.
Well, Len, boy, you just excited my heart. You know, you reminded me so many things. You know, the first weekend in December, Linda has had, for over 18 years, Linda Braden and Linda Umphrey, Gary's wife, have held a cookie exchange. And they invite all these ladies, and they all make five dozens of cookies, and they bring them over here, and they bring a Christmas gift wrapped up, and they exchange it, and they go away having fun. And Linda, last year she did it virtually. We did it on the internet with a Zoom meeting. Well, we're back, and Linda's already announced the first Sunday in December,
is going to be the official cookie exchange weekend. And I'm so excited because I love it. We get lots of good cookies, Len, and so does everybody else. And it's been something that Linda have done for so many years, and it's such a joy for them, and they love cooking, they love serving, they love getting together. So this is going to be a real special one since the first time in 2 years we've really been together to do it. That's one announcement that, you know, as you're talking about the new time of the year and where we're at, the fall here in New York, you get a lot of changing in the leaves, the colors. It's like God's tapestry. The beauty of fall is just magnificent. I know next Saturday is the Electoral State Park. Right in the middle of Western New York is a river that runs down from Lake Ontario down through the center of the state. And they've got a park that was designated in the 1800s called Letchworth. And it's like still pristine. It's like the original park was. But every year they have a craft fair. And it's huge. I mean, hundreds of vendors come, and they, you know, artists and artisans, and there's food. Somebody brings that. There's a company that makes kettle popcorn. Oh, is that good? It's sweet. It's got a sweet coating on it. Somebody else makes maple cotton candy, Len. Your sweet tooth, I got to tell you, you've never had a cotton candy so good as the maple syrup cotton candy. It is just a dream. And so I know Linda wants to go, and we're going to go over there. It's about an hour and a half from our house, 2 hours. And you go real early. You leave here at 7 o'clock to get in, because if you go any later, you won't get in until after 3 o'clock. And thousands of people come to this place. So those are the kinds of things that go on in our area where we live. And I know you have the same things out there in the West Coast. You don't have the fall trees like we do in that, but you have events and festivals. Well, so we got that coming up. That's this weekend. But I have something more important than all that. I'm jumping at the bit. I'm so excited on this show this Friday, October 1st, to be able to share with everybody an event that is we're making a formal event. The proclamation is being made on the Optimize My Life and Golden Rule Society show right today that Len Cain has been bestowed another international award. And I want to recognize Len, that the world is recognizing, and he is now designated as world-class humanitarian. And it's through Who's Who in America, and they called them, I guess, yesterday, and Len shared this with me this morning. And Len, our hearts and our salute to you, we just want you to know how proud we are and how excited we are, and look forward to, as there be some kind of a ceremony, and we want to make sure somehow we get that broadcast when it happens. And Len, come on back on, and I just want to, I hope I've shared the award properly, and I want to give you what you're due in terms of the respect and edification for what you're doing, what you've been identified as.
Well, thank you, Ron. Yeah, you are always a gentleman, and by the way, you're also a scholar for all the wonderful things you have done over the years, many, many years, helping others. God bless you and continued success in all you do. And thank you for that, because the phone call that I got yesterday from the marquee Who's Who in the country and Who's Who in the world, and they said, Captain Cain, we have an announcement to make for you and let you know what's happening. And I said, well, tell me what's going on. And they said, you have been selected, and we are designated, and you have been given the Worldwide Humanitarian Award. And the nice lady that called, I tell people that she knocked my socks off because it really is quite an honor, and I'm humbled by it. But it's nice to be recognized for, we've been the 50 years, we're in our 50th year, ladies and gentlemen, of the Golden Rule Society charity. And by the way, we're all non-paid volunteers. And this nice Worldwide Humanitarian Award goes along with 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize and the Who's Who in America Award and a whole bunch of other awards that people just in a nice way thank us for all what we're doing to helping others. And there's more to, for me to tell you, all the good things that are available to you, but I just want to honor the Coach John, Mr. Ron Clayton for announcing that, because it really does trickles the heartstrings, by golly, and that's what we're here to serve. So thank you, Ron, for the recognition and the notification. And ladies and gentlemen, our Golden Rule Society has many, many opportunities for you to be more successful in your life. And Ron, I'll turn it back over to you, and whenever you're ready, I'll jump into the Golden Rule Society, all the things we offer to help others, and the, oh, there's so many things, ladies and gentlemen, but Ron, I'm kind of excited, so maybe I'm a little, I hope my voice is coming through, but thank you, sir. Back over to you, sir.
Well, I got to tell you, what a treat. What a treat again. You know, every day when we get on the phone together, it is a treat. It's a wonderful experience that you, sir, have brought to us in such a way that we are able to touch lives at a level that not one of us, Ron, would be in a position or have the connections to do what you have shared with us and enabled us to do. And you have, I remember Burl Wong always talked about making this world a better place to live in. And sir, you have, for us, helped encourage us and helped us do that in just magnificent ways. And we're not, well, the greatest thing is we're not done. We're not done. So I know because of the time of life that we're in, there is something that is needed desperately in our communities, in our world. And the greatest thing that you've done, I know you're working with a number of people. One of them you've been working with is Gary Helfenstein, who I thought maybe would be on the call right now, but he's not here. But what you're doing is you've combined to create the Golden Rule Society. Let's call it an evolution of everything that Golden Rule stands for and turned it into a kindness campaign. And this campaign of kindness is really something that is going to create a big stir in this world and be able to offer to people an opportunity to be a part of the movement of improving the world. And those are not light words that I say. Those are powerful words of description, because the Golden Rule Society already is demonstrating and has been demonstrating for years, being able to make this world a better place. And now, by moving the kindness campaign program forward, you are going to now empower people to another higher level of being actively, and I've been using the word lately, intentionally. It's not passive. It's not because, you know, many of us on the call are Christians. And sometimes as we live our lives, we get caught up in living our lives. You know, we got to eat, drink, take baths, we got to sleep, we got to do stuff, got to clean the house up, got to clean the car, get gas, eat, get food, get stuff,
entertain, go to church, do all. We get lost in doing those things. And in reality, in doing that, we become passive. We're not actively or intentionally doing the work that we've been charged to do as followers of Christ. And the neatest thing is that you have created a program that everybody can adopt. And I'm going to turn it over to you to describe to it for everybody so they can see what it is you were talking about. And we are announcing the campaign, like we just announced your new humanitarian award that you've gotten. We are going to work through all the programs that the Hope Collection has outreach through and many other programs and companies and organizations. We're going to spread the word of what the kindness campaign is. So, Len, do you mind taking a few moments and sharing this vision and this revolution that came to you to create this? Would you share it with us?
Oh, absolutely, because we're all enthused and just full of joy to be able to do it. Because, by the way, I'll introduce it with this. So my name is, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Leonard Paul Cain. The initials are LPK. And a dear old friend one day last week said, "Hey, Len, do you know what your initials LPK stand for?" I said, "Well, yeah, the initials are above my name." And he said, no. LPK stands for love, peace, and kindness. And he says, "That's the life that you were living." And I just was honored, and I said, "Well, I never thought of it that way. I mean, gosh, I've been here for 85 years trying to be following the teachings of my mom and dad and on." And so I just wanted to just think of that. So whenever you think of my name, LPK, just think of love, peace, and kindness. But now let me just get back to this kindness campaign, ladies and gentlemen. We've been working on this for a while, and basically the kindness campaign is going worldwide. And by the way, before anything goes, it's free. It's free to be a part of the campaign because there are so many benefits for just being involved. And the involvement is just what I'm telling you today, you can share with others. And there's nothing, no heavy lifting, anything like that, no selling anything, no putting people in, commit them to anything other than being kind. And I think it all started with many years ago when I finished high school. I had then joined the Navy, and I was going off to serve in the Navy. And the day that I was leaving, my mother said to me, "Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet," she said, "be kind." And ladies and gentlemen, that is in my heart and in my mind, of course. But it's what I try to live on a daily basis. Wherever I go, whatever I do, whoever I meet. You know, just kindness, a cheery hello, a smile, holding the door for somebody, or you can imagine all the wonderful things you can do just being courteous and kind. The focus is on kindness. So I decided here recently with the help of Mr. Ron Clayton and Mr. Gary Helfenstein and a number of other senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. By the way, we have 22 senior advisors. And again, of course, we're all non-paid, but dedicating our lives to helping to make it a better world. And we're in our 50th year. And on the actual date, which will be next June, it's going to be the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. I kind of like that. I'm glad we made it this far or this long. But ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Kindness campaign. And I must admit, the final touches are not yet on our website. But the website is available for many, many things. So when the kindness campaign is official, because we've got some finer things that we must do, and let me just tease you with this one. It's not quite ready yet. It's been approved, and all we need to do is get it on the website to make sure that it's easy for people to go. But the kindness campaign, I love the name, because when I say it, it brings back thoughts and memories of my dear mother, God bless her, and my dad as well. Might as well pray for blessing for him, which I do on a day-to-day basis. But anyway, that's what we're here to do, to be kind. So anyway, if you go to the goldenrulesociety.org, and it's, you know, the typical www.goldenrulesociety, all one word, .org, O-R-G. The ORG simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation. We're registered in California, and the U.S. of A. And with the federal government and all that, we've kind of gone through all the hoops, and I've been blessed to have 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And the people there said that, oh, boy, in 1994, they said, by the way, Lynn, you were number 2 in the world for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. And I kind of said to one of my buddies, I said, hey, as an old fighter pilot in the Navy, I prefer to be number 1 rather than number 2. And that's just kidding around. But it's still an honor to be recognized for being kind with others and sharing it with the world. And this is the kindness campaign. And the official opening of it will probably be in a few days or so, maybe a week. Because when we open it, we want to be sure that it is done perfectly. We don't want to put something out and say, hey, here it is. And, oh, we have glitches in the get-along, and people are saying, what the heck is wrong with this guy? It isn't, you know, he forgot to dot the I's or cross the T's here over here or something like that. And they click on something that didn't work. We don't want to ever do that. When we tell you something is available to you, it works. Because that's why we're here, to serve. I call that the KISS program, Keep It Simple Servant, and we are, in fact, servants. So here's the intro to the kindness campaign. It's very simple. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Wow, what an introduction, because everybody that reads that and hears that, they say, you know, that's wonderful. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody in this world would do that? Wow, what a wonderful world it would be. This is the world that the good Lord would love us to be part of and doing. Wow, anyway, so I remember speaking of that for a moment. The people asked about the Ten Commandments, and I said, yes, there's an 11th commandment. They said, what? There is? Yes. It's very simple. The good Lord says, share the love that I give you with others. Now, that's a real commandment. In other words, do that. Share the love that I give you with others. And this is from our Lord. God bless us all. Anyway, back to the daily life and the real life of Golden Rule Society. Now, you've written that down, I hope, because it's, again, www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G at the end. When you get there and it opens up, there are a number of things that are available to you. You might as well just read all the good stuff that tells about the Golden Rule Society and what we've done and who we are. But in the navigation buttons, alphabetically, you can click on Gifts for You. And everybody said, gifts for you. Oh, I wonder what he's selling. And again, I'll say it all the time. I'm not selling anything. These are the gifts. And here's what they entail. They're educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building guidance for children of all ages. Whether you're 99 or 9 months, for crying out loud, it's available to you. obviously younger children can't read it, but parents can read it and then convey it to their children. And that's what we're here again to serve. So gifts for you. And I tell people all the time, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And I'd give you a money-back guarantee that you would be more successful. But I can't give you a money-back guarantee because it's free. And everybody say, that's kind of funny. And they say, yeah, it's also kind of corny, but all in good fun. Why not enjoy life and be kind about it and have some fun? So, gifts for you. And there they are. Wow. And while we're here, I might even talk about another one. This program that we have right now is part of the HOPE program. The HOPE program was put together by a gentleman by the name of Joel Gripping. And what a small world it is. He was from New York. I was from Pennsylvania. And he came to school, to college, Mansfield University, in northern portion of Pennsylvania. And he went to school, Mansfield University. That was the same school, college, that my high school football coach went to. And here I didn't meet Joel till about 65 years later or so. But anyway, the point is, he went there. I'm talking about Dr. Joel Gripping. The doctor is a PhD, and he was a specialist, brilliant man, and a good Christian man, and just a delightful man. Fun to be around with because he was just happy to share. And on the website, it's Hope for You, but Joel Gripping, and the sad part about him, because I tell all people who wonder what a wonderful, but sadly, the good Lord called him home about 6 weeks ago. But the Hope Collection is what we're doing now, which he founded the Hope Collection. His mother's name was Hope, and it's a nice word, and it was a lovely lady. And he's a good man from a good mother. So anyway, it's Hope for You. When you go there, you have, oh, by the way, I might finish it with about all the wonderful things he did. He got his doctorate in mathematics. And like I said, he was a brilliant man. And by the way, he was a senior advisor to three of the presidents in the United States of America. Not one, not two, but three. He was an advisor to Ronald Reagan, a wonderful man who I had met him six times, and he was just a wonderful gentleman. He was a senior advisor to George Bush, the elder. He was a senior advisor to George Bush, the younger. Now, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? And the people in London town heard about him, and they said, would you mind if Dr. Gripping comes over and talks to the people here in Parliament and help us with whatever taxes we receive, how do we implement and use the taxes to benefit the people in the great country of England? So Joel Gripping went over there and had a wonderful time with them. They thought that he was great, and they used his teachings to help them. And what a nice honor that is. And then Joel Gripping came back. My wife Anna and I, we visited him and his wife Ardith in Florida with their home. And just a delightful man, delightful lady. And his wife Ardith is carrying on the traditions of the Hope Collection. And they are very wise selecting Mr. Ron Clayton as the new president of the Hope Collection. So we're working hand in hand, or hand in glove, whichever you want to call it, together, both side by each, jokingly saying, making it a better world. And the kindness campaign, and inside the Golden Rule Society, you have gifts for you. And please visit. It'll take some time to read all the stuff because it's not just one of these little things. One of the things we have in there is the 24 dumb things that people do to mess up their lives. and the truths about not to do those dumb things. And because if people have made the mistakes and they're hurt and injured their lives or destroy their own lives, for crying out loud, no need to go there and do that because somebody else has already done it. So there's 24 dumb things not to do. And people say, that's wonderful, because I was thinking about doing this and that and the other. And I said, well, there are people that have been there and done that. And they say, don't waste your time. Don't waste your life. So those are the things that we're doing to help. And wouldn't it be nice if you had something you were going to do and you found out that if you did it, you were going to hurt yourself? Better be prepared rather than learn the hard way by ending up failing yourself. So anyway, I'm going to get back to those are in the gifts for you and on the website and in the Hope Collection. Many opportunities. People got said, wow, I can get this educational stuff and the training and the help from others, and I'm going to be more successful in my life. And that's what we want to be. We want to be more successful, helping others. Which if you help others, you're helping yourself. Because somebody a long time ago asked me, he said, Len, you're into this Golden Rule Society that you founded. What's the philosophy? What are you doing this for? What made you do this? And I said, well, it's kind of simple. My philosophy is to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. So wouldn't that be something that you think about this? Now, I'm talking to you personally, ladies and gentlemen. Wouldn't that be wonderful for you to find out that you're involved in doing something to help make the rest of your life the best of your life? And how do you do it? By bettering the lives of others as your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. I know I'm being repetitive, but it's something that I want to stick with you in your heart and in your mind. So that's on the website, goldenrulesociety.org. And then again, there's another one that I think you might enjoy. And there are many more, but I just want to stick to 3 is my favorite number, which being a Christian, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is 3. So anyway, the other one is Intiva Health, INTIVA. It's an acronym because it means informational technology, that sort of stuff. But I'm a partner in there with the organization because the man who founded it, another brilliant man, he's a one-legged Marine, ladies and gentlemen. He was in combat, was wounded badly, and lost his leg. So he went back to school. He was in Texas. Get his master's degree, and what happened? He started a program with this technology that he developed and formed his organization for the health. And it grew so rapidly and expanded just incredibly. And now his organization, the Intiva Health Program, is along with others that have come on board with him, and it's now the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. And the doctors and nurses and people that are in that medical industry, and when I tell them about it, they say, we never heard about that. And I said, well, you ought to go check it out. And one specific doctor that I saw, I see every once in a while, I said, did you check it out? He said, this is the greatest thing about it. Because medical professionals, they read this stuff. They don't have to work for it to go to the big shots up there. It's doctors and this professionals talking to one another. And pretty soon you get one or two guys and gals that are working on it and said, hey, I've been thinking about doing this. Somebody says, oh, don't do that. Do it this way, this, that way. And they're helping, working together to help the health, your health, my health. That's the beauty of it. It's just the golden rule, treating others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, dignity, respect. And that's what they're doing. They're number one in the world, Intiva Health. It's on the website. You give it a click, you'll see yours truly, Len Kane, on the left, and on the right, Alexander Candelario, the president of the Intiva Health Program. So I'm going on, and those are the wonderful things that are available. But let me tell you, we are working diligently on the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign, because it fits right in with everything. And when you see it, it's available, we'll tell you. It'll be perfectly done. At least we do our very best to be perfectly, best we can. And you can take advantage of it. I'll give you one simple example of something that we're working on, making sure it's perfect, is the Kindness Campaign, Golden Rule Society travel program. Now, everybody takes a train, a bus, a plane, aircraft, or whatever, to the travel industry. And here it is. We put it together. It's going to be the best percentages of return. If you wanted to fly from here to New York City, if you're crying out loud, or wherever you are, and it's going to cost you so much money. You click on the Golden Rule Society's traveling program, and you say, I'm going to go from there to New York. I said, okay, well, being that you're part of the GRS, which is Golden Rule Society, you get the discount price. And you're going to save 80%, 80% of it, 50%, whatever the numbers are, but they vary. And we don't control the numbers, but we give those numbers because of the incentives to travel on the railroads, bushes, all that sort of stuff. And what does it cost you to do that? Nothing. You're saving money. And I talked to some people at our church and other charities. I said, here's what it is. And they said, is it okay if we tell all of our members and the church members and the folks in our charity about it? I said, absolutely. If you tell them, just go to the Golden Rule Society and sign on, and they save money. Let's say that they save $100. And if you're the head of the church or the head of the charity, you say, look, I told you about this, and you saved $100. Would it be wise or very courteous of you to say, give the charity or the church, like, say, $10 of the 80 or the 100 that you saved? That makes sense. But that's between the church and the charity and the individual. If you save $100 and you want to give your church 10 of it, why not? That's up to you, though. So anyway, I can go on, but I'm running out of time, and I don't want to dominate everything. So I've given you great opportunities, things, and they're all free, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Take good care. And back over to you, Ron. Thank you for the opportunity to share. God bless. Over to you,
Len. Len, thank you so much for taking time to share all that with everyone on the call today. And I also, earlier on the show, when we first started, I made an announcement, and there's been quite a few new people have joined the call on my dashboard here today that are calling in. We want to welcome everybody that has come on board today. And early on, what I announced, there has been, Len got a call yesterday from the Who's Who in America, Who's Who in America, Who's Who in the World. It's a publishing company that archives, records the biography and the information on people, particularly famous people around the world, and people who are movers and shakers and leaders and people who have been recognized for being something, doing something. And again, our dear friend, our great leader that's here every Friday pouring his heart out, Len Cain has now been designated. The designation and the award has been proclaimed. There'll be a ceremony and there'll be some things coming up here real soon. I don't have that information yet, but I do know it is. And the title that Len Cain just received is not from Who's Who in America, but Who's Who in the World. He has been proclaimed an international humanitarian. Is that incredible or is that incredible? I'm just lost for words to share what the world has learned and learning about Len Cain in the 50 years of what he's done at the Golden Rule Society. And, of course, before that, he was going around and he was protecting us and creating a free America and free world. And he put his life on the line. He's a decorated war hero. He flew jet airplanes, fighters that flew over 1,000 miles an hour. He flew the first jet that ever did 1,000 miles as a jet fighter. He flew that plane. He was the captain of a squad. And their squad went through some trials and testing, and there was contests. And his squad, there were three contests, and his squad, there were three different categories. And his squad, I think it's, I forgot the number, I think it's 311, Len will tell me for sure, but his squad won every single competition, every one of them. And as I said, he's a decorated war hero because he was out protecting our future as a United States Navy officer. Was at the level that he could have been or would have been a general, admiral, but he chose to stay in instructing people and teaching people and working at the Miramar School of the finest pilots in the world. And he helped develop and found and then became the first Top Gun, East Coast, West Coast, first one in the world. And we still have him as our Top Gun today as a humanitarian of the world. Guys, I'd like to hold you up. You feel the way I do, that we want to edify, honor, and proclaim everywhere we go that we got a partner, we got a friend, we got a hero that's on our side. Congratulations, Lon Kane.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you for your courtesy and your kindness. It really means a lot. And we're going to continue our good works again and again to help make it a better world. Wow.
Mr. Kane, this is Country Boy.
Country Boy, God bless you again. Glad to have you on board. Tell us what's happening, my friend.
Well, I'm sitting over here giggling and laughing and sniggering in the background. I'm glad I had my mute button on. But my conscience was saying to me, as Ron was talking about the things that God has gifted you to do, my spirit just said anything less than greatness out of you, Mr. Kane, is absolutely unacceptable. And then when you was talking, I was just thinking, he must have the same father as all of us, our father. He says, I am, that I am, that I am. And then he added a special word in there, Mr. Kane. He says, I am love. And then we start talking about misery. I love it when people start them conversations because love always shows up when misery comes around. You know what I'm saying? They say, misery loves company. I said, well, love loves company too. As you were talking about Joel, he went, your high school coach who had the same connections. See, I don't believe in accident. I believe in sure divine faith. So 52 years later, you stumble upon Joel Griffin's spirit. I should say you had a head-on collision because he believes, too. My grandfather was one of those old schoolers, and back in the days, they said, well, God's already taken care of your spirit, but we have a free will of choice to do what we need to do. My grandfather used to tell me, you can do anything you want to do in the world and in your lifetime, as long as it don't bring hurt, harm, or danger to anybody else. So he says, you do all that you can do. My grandmama was always one of them people that says, you let your little light shine. Mr. Kane, your light is bright, and it's been bright for a long time. It's been shining around the world. See, those are things that we talk about, but we don't understand. Some of us do understand. I said, the divine creator says, I am love, but I was reading in that little book, he says, I am the truth, and I am the light. So, Mr. Kane, your light is so bright, sir, and I'm pretty sure that you have to inherit the same spirit as your father. And when we talked about the golden rule, wow, it seems so simple that I don't see how we keep missing it. And I'll say this in closing. They said what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But our saying over here at the Hope Foundation and the Golden Rule Foundation says treat people the way that you want to be treated. And here's my punchline. Practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Tell Dr. Kane that about flying planes upside down at Mach 1. Practice only means you get better and better and better, whatever it is you do. Now, here's the catch. Don't miss it. It's better to give than to receive. So you guys go out there today and practice doing unto others before they do unto you. When you give love, kindness, and hope away, then guess what? It comes right back to you. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you, Country Boy. And again, we just appreciate, as you understand and know about serving, you are an outstanding servant, and you demonstrate every day, every week, as you work through the TMI, and you work through the projects and the programs and the connections you have in the community. When I say the community, you know, some people live in a community and there's 500,000, there's a lot of people in it. You work in the world and you're touching lives all over the place and have been for a long time. And we're proud to have you as part of the organization. You may not know it, but you are a whole agent of hope.
That it is. And ladies and gentlemen, his nickname is Country Boy, but he is Mr. Brad Dorsey. And what a gentleman he is, and dedicated to helping, making it a better world, helping others. God bless you, Brad Dorsey, Mr. Country Boy. Love what you're doing and keep doing it, making it a better world. God bless. Over to you, sir.
Len, I think there's somebody else here that I know you know well, another one of our partners and advisors to the Golden Rule Society organization, and that's Coach Gary. That's how he carries himself, Coach Gary. Gary Helfenstein, good afternoon and
Coach,
welcome.
Coach G here from sunny, bright Buffalo, New York, Western New York. Hey, it's good to hear from all you guys, Country Boy. Of course, Captain Kane and you, Ron. I'll just take a moment here to say we have another great connection that we've made, and that person and that organization holds the same values and the same plan, and that is Jobonomics. And Jobonomics is a partner with the Hope Collection. I think by default, if not directly, that makes him a partner with the Golden Rule Society. So this individual, Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, has considerable experience flying airplanes. Are you familiar with him?
I'm sorry, but I don't think I've met him. The gentleman you're talking about, the Jobonomics. Please tell us about it.
Well, I'm just going to briefly introduce this gentleman as a very skilled military pilot, and you've answered my question. I can't wait to get you two together. It's going to be just a fantastic opportunity for both of you. And Jobonomics is a community development type of program. And Jobonomics seeks to reach out to the underserved as well as the average businessman. And like the SCORE organization, like the Gifts for You section of the Golden Rule Society, and like the RR Center and really other aspects of the Hope Collection, we're attempting to offer to individuals that are looking for help with their existing business or to start a business up from scratch. And there's a number of resources that are available. And so, boy, you connect the Jobonomics with the Golden Rule and the Hope Collection, and I say you've got a three-way bundle that can't be beat. But on that basis, Ron, you introduced me to Chuck Filmer. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, or should I tell you what I know?
Well, I'm away from the phone. I'm just coming back. Hold on just a second, guys. Well, I met, as I'm, so many of us have come together because of that wonderful friend that has been a friend to all of us, Joel Griffin, Joel Otis Griffin. Joel introduced me, I want to say about 5 years ago. As you know, Joel is always and is always researching for ways for us to expand the outreach of what we do and fulfill the mission of the Golden Rule Society and fulfill the mission of the Golden and the Hope Collection. Well, he made connections through his, you know, when he was an advisor to the three presidents. He wasn't just an advisor. A lot of people advise him, you know. There's a lot of people who want to give every president information and advise them. Joel was a statistician review, PhD in math. He could take a bill with 60,000 pages like Congress likes to send up to the White House, and I think they do that just to confuse the president or whoever signed off on it. But Joel could discern what's good and bad and scratch it out or make notes and say, no, 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 or yes, 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 more of this. And he reviewed this, and that's why he was a senior advisor to the president. Well, along the way, he came across another dynamic leader in the area of business, industrial, commercial development. And he is, Chuck Palmer is his name, and he's written 28 books, so he's, you know, fairly proficient in communicating ideas and programs. And what he took and created was Jobonomics. And Jobonomics is a plan that is not just a plan like an idea. Right now, I just downloaded 75 pages of what Jobonomics is. And right as we sit here today down in the coastal area of North Carolina, Jobonomics, Chuck Vollmer, and working with a group of organized leaders, they have started multiple businesses, privately owned businesses operating to create jobs and careers. We're not talking about, you know, the government has job training programs where they teach someone how to preach or teach how to teach them how to push a broom to go get a job at Wendy's. And that's about what the job programs that the federal government puts out are good for. People get them, and they don't have a job when they're done anyways. What Jobonomics does is it creates and works hand-in-hand with a development business or a business in place to grow it and has people, veterans particularly, I mean, they highly, lovely work with veterans and first responders, to help them create real, live, life-fulfilling careers and training. And this thing is extensive. This isn't just some kind of idea and it's Johnny One Note, folks. This is an incredible. I got 75 pages here that outlines it. You all can go to Jobonomics and look it up, jobonomics.com, and you can find out what it's all about. You'll hear more as we go forward. But I'm telling you, we are going to move, and we are now, and Gary Helfenstein has been talking with Chuck, and Chuck is ready to come bring Jobonomics to Buffalo, New York, to work with our local political leaders and governmental leaders, and we're going to put together, and we're going to take, you know, when industrial sections of town become ghetto, and you can turn it around and create a living, live community with growth and hope, you change the world. And so that's what we're going to do, guys. And that's why I'm so excited for me to be able to introduce another hero like Len Kane to the team. So, guys, that's how it came about for Joel, and we're going to go forward fulfilling the legacy of delivering hope to the world. I hope pray that this weekend is a blessing to you, your family, and everybody else that you come in contact with. Thank you for another week of living the life of hope and the Golden Rule. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye for now.
The Lord's our source.
Amen.
Hey,